Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, Neil, we are talking about, what are we talking about? I think on the last show, we were talking about encountering yourself in a dream, in a past life, or encountering your past life self in a dream.
Yeah.
That's a better way to say it. So we can continue on that today. And we do have a caller who's been waiting for quite a while, but that caller has a blocked number. So caller with the blocked number, call back, because we don't take calls from block numbers for readings. Call back and unblock your number, and we will provide a reading for you. You are next in the queue. So if you're not aware that your number's blocked, it's the person that's been waiting about 18 minutes for a reading. So I'm going to disconnect that caller, and they can call back. I guess it's, what is it, star 67 to unblock? Star 82 or star 67, one of the two. Anyway. We invite all of our listeners and callers, as always, to join us here on Blog Talk Radio, and more importantly, on our social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter, because we can connect with you better there. And we really appreciate you joining us. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. 562-596-7818 is the number to call for further conversation. And the call-in number today, 914-338-0164. So we have a caller that is back. 352, hi. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Joanna. How are you?
Hi, Joanna. Were you the block number?
Yes, because the speaker is blown on my cell phone, so I use my Google or my
Skype. It's no problem. No problem. I'm glad you called back.
Yes, yes.
Joanna. Joanna, what brings you to the show today?
I wondered if you were doing readings, if I might ask a question.
Yeah, please, go ahead.
I'll try to be briefer. I worked in live-in caregiving for quite a long time. Months ago, I broke my arm, so I'm no longer able to do that type of work. A relative said, come stay with me. It's been very stressful, tense. It's gotten worse along the way. So I told them I would be moving out in about 3 weeks. Scared to death, have no plans, have no job, have no money. I basically made a reservation in the town I used to live in. And so I don't know how this is all going to play out. I'm hoping, okay, let me get there at least, and then hopefully a job will follow. So that's what I'm, wondering about, if everything's going to be okay, in other words.
Okay. And you said you're living with relatives, but it's not working out, so you're moving out.
Yeah, yeah. This relative has treated me a certain way my entire life, but then living with them is like more of a realization of, who they are as an individual, in other words. So, yeah, it's not on my part, it's on their part. So.
Okay. Okay. What's your birth date? Let's get your birth date, please.
January 27th, 1966.
Okay. She's a 32.5. And she's 48. Is that right? Wait,
52.
No. 52. I went the wrong way.
Yeah.
52.
That's okay.
52.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, because it's her master number, and then going backwards into her 52 number. So you're 52 years old.
Well, Joanna, there's a couple of themes that are going on that you must recognize. One theme that you already know, we all know it, but we're going to discuss it just briefly, is being independent and not having to rely on your relatives and their rules and standards, which is marred by a speckled history of maybe there's some kind of mild abuse going on or discredit.
Yes.
So
yes,
you're not,
exactly.
You know, you're not meant to be there. That's not, you didn't come down to live. Some people get to live with their families and it's okay. And they do it all their lives. That's okay for some people. For you, obviously, your journey is an independent journey. Now, you've been, I understand, a live-in caregiver. So you've lived in human beings' home that needed 24/7 care, and you've been their caregiver. Now, that's also part of your karmic energy, because you're still somewhat not independent, because you're still living under somebody's roof. Here you're getting paid and whatnot, but let's look at that for a second. This is part of your karma. Maybe part of it's good, maybe part of it's not so good, but then you break your arm. So to me, you know, you breaking your arm, okay, was that karma? Was that supposed to happen? Was that in your book of life? Or is there some possible personal resentment about your life in general? And you're frustrated because you're not really doing what you want to be doing. And so the body kind of rebels against circumstances.
Okay.
And you, without really knowing how you're going to do it, your whole body rebels and you move out of the situation you're not happy with, but you're somewhat stranded. So you're off the island you didn't really like. Now you're adrift at sea because you wanted something different, but you don't know where you're going. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I understand. Yes.
Good. Well, here's the good news. Neither Kristen,
whatever my name is,
Christian, or atheist. Neither Kristen nor I. We don't fool people. You know, we're the real thing. We give honest readings, period. That's it. Complete sentence. And having said that,
the Archangel Michael is standing right next to her.
Yeah.
No.
Wonderful.
And Clark Gable and Janet Lee is behind the Archangel.
We're joking. We're joking.
I know, but I love it. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, we have a whole cast of characters. But here's the real truth of the matter. And this is what I mean. And, Kristen, what we both mean with sincerity.
For me.
It's
good.
But this is not a devastating journey you're on that leads you to a cliff and you fall off like a stampede of buffalo. This is not what this is about. Your code is so obviously significant towards transcending, meaning that you find something in this world that you're living in this lifetime of gratitude, completion, we're not worried about that one. Because if it was the other way around, we'd be saying, oh no, Joanna, you got to suffer throughout life. This is your karma. No, we're trying to sign out whether it's psychic. We don't know yet. But that's where we're standing at this very moment in time. And I can ask you a few things. Kristen just raised her hand. I think she has to go to the. She has either has a question or she has to go to the bathroom.
She broke her arm. Exactly. I don't think we got a time. Joanna.
Yes, I'm sorry. You keep breaking up, so I'm trying to hear you back on Blog Talk. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. I'm sorry that we're breaking up. Why is that happening? When did you break your arm?
I broke my arm on August 5th.
August 5th. So it was
almost a year ago.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, is it healed?
Well, what happened was it was an on the job injury. I was in a home at the time. I was supposed to have surgery right away, but the homeowners refused to cooperate with the insurance company. So this went on for months. So I couldn't get help for months because I was not insured. And then I moved on to another position who was, you know, working with me. I was working one arm. So I was there for months. So I never did have the surgery. So it healed how it healed. I should have had surgery, but it's at like an angle, and it was a twisted fracture. And in other words, I should have had surgery right away, and they would have put plates in my arm.
I mean, I understand that you're employed by an agency or by individuals. I don't know. Did an agency place you in the home of the person, or are you an independent contractor?
No, an independent contractor. Right. So what happened was, I did not get the care that I needed. I should have had surgery right away. They would have put plates in my arm. So in other words, it healed how it healed.
But there's no recourse through workers' compensation for the state. I mean, you are working in someone's home. Isn't there a way to seek damages from these people who did not?
Right. I'm sorry, Kristen. I apologize.
It's okay.
I'm sorry. Yeah, because you keep breaking up. I don't mean to speak over. It's probably my cell phone. Seeking that out, their insurance company finally, months later, agreed to pay. They only pay up to a certain amount of the medical bills, and then they said they said we're not claiming liability, and you know, they went on and on and on. So at that point, I was like, okay, great, at least they're going to pay for, you know, the other medical bills that I had, you know, not the surgery type, but because they have a cap off, so that wouldn't have even included the surgery. Right. So I was looking to taking legal action against them because there were other things that went along, you know, as well. And not only that, like a few days afterwards, they served me with papers, you know, to have me removed. So they were uncooperative. They wanted me, they just wanted me gone after being there for over 3 years of caregiving, you know, and of excellent caregiving. And so that's where it was at. I didn't pursue it further. I think I was told I had like up to 2 years to, you know, to seek a lawsuit against them because everybody was like, you need to sue them. You know, you need to sue them. And so that's where it was left at, in other words.
Five beyond 32. So anyway, you were going to ask
something.
Did
you break your arm on site in the home? Did you slip on something? What happened?
Yes. What happened was they were having me change bedrooms. I was in the same bedroom the entire time. Their children had moved in and out of the home, you know, throughout the course. Their friends, their kids' friends, their friends' kids, everybody. It was like a household of people constantly moving in and out. So they had a full house basically at that time because their kids lost their jobs or quit their jobs or they were coming back, you know, whatnot. So they were having me move rooms. And the owner was so insistent that it had to be done by a certain time, so I was towards the end of moving my things out of the room to the other, you know, area where they wanted me to move my things to, and that's when I fell. I was like in the process of, but he was trying to rush me out of there, rush, when there was no immediate need for a rush. Yes.
Joanne, wait. You fell. Did you trip on? How did you fall?
I was walking, there was bed rails on the floor, and I was walking past them. So I said, I don't know if I hit the bed rail. I don't know what happened. I don't remember. I was carrying something out. Yes.
And they have homeowners insurance, right?
Yes.
They were insured, but they only agreed to a certain amount, which is a matter of confessing guilt and why they didn't cover your entire bill. How much money would have made the entire bill satisfied? How much was involved in the process?
The surgery was probably I'm thinking at least 10,000, at least. I'm not exactly sure. The hospital bill itself was over 5,000. The physician's bill was almost 3,000. Then there was a facility bill. There's the X-ray bill. There's the, you know, the radiology bill. There's the ambulance bill. So we're talking at least probably, what about at least 20,000? And they only covered a few thousand.
A
few thousand. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, this demands more than small claims. You really need to. I mean, do you have an insurance company?
I don't, but I've dealt with their insurance company. But when they agreed to pay the small amount that they did towards some of my medical bills, she said we're not confessing to liability, or we're not. She's, this is not what we're doing.
My question is if she's waived her rights, if she's accepted money.
I don't know. That still
may
be overlooked. Well, you know, we're not insurance agents, and we can't discuss those things because we're not licensed nor qualified. But we are psychics, and we can give opinion as psychics.
Yeah.
That goes on the record there. And what we're saying is get an attorney. Have you talked to an attorney?
Yes. 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 Okay. I will. I will follow up with an attorney. Yes.
No. Have you talked to an attorney, Joanna?
I was going to at the time. I was trying to find someone because I had gone on to the other position in a different county, and I didn't know if I needed to find someone in the county that I used to live in.
Okay. I got it. I'm just hearing excuses. You've waited. You may have waited too long, but you need ASAP to get to an attorney and have your case reviewed.
Okay.
And you need, you're saying okay, but I'm hearing a little bit of procrastination and excuses in your attitude about life. So what we're saying, for your benefit, call today, get a hold of somebody that will review this for you today, okay?
Yes.
That's one. Now, let's stay on a serious note. You're going to be okay because we are good at looking at codes. And the code in your birth date suggests that you're not going to be devastated. You're not going to be alone. No, there's nothing in your code that suggests disaster and bad luck and all that. So you're in some kind of pickle that's removable. You can get through this. We're not saying that this is inevitable. You can get through it. Now, the problem is you're in the pickle. That's the problem. The good news is you can get out of it. I don't know on the radio, I don't know how we can prolong this discussion, but let me ask you something real quick, Christine has something to say.
I don't, actually.
Oh, you don't?
No, I wasn't going to say anything.
I'm going to ask you something, and I want you to keep...
I mean, I might.
I want you to keep an open mind. And I want you to, if you can't connect to it in any realistic way, then just tell me what it makes you think about, okay?
Yes.
Do you know who William Cody was?
No.
William Cody was Buffalo Bill. Do you know who Buffalo Bill was?
I thought that's who you're talking about, but I wasn't sure. Yes, I do know Buffalo Bill. Yes.
Now, in your family history, were there any old guns, muskets, anybody who liked guns?
We've had relatives who were in the military.
Okay.
That qualifies because Buffalo Bill was in and out of the militia. He was a buffalo hunter. He also worked in circuses and whatnot, but he was in many battles himself. So that qualifies. Now, was anyone, to your knowledge, in your history of your family, anyone ever killed in battle?
That I do not know personally.
Okay, next question. Does anybody in your knowledge, anybody in your circle of references had a pilot license?
My father wanted to be a pilot, but he has a heart murmur, so he was not able to do that.
Okay, so that's a yes.
Well,
I mean,
he didn't have a pilot license, but he wanted to be a pilot. So that's...
So we're going to scoop that into a yes. He didn't have one, but you're black and white. He wanted to be a pilot. See, because now
that's
that suggests that the family your family has karmic difficulties, things they want to do, and then they can't do them, and there's complications. He had a heart murmur. You have a broken arm. Now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of discovering, as we dismantle your energy and figure out what's wrong, there's a karmic situation going on that doesn't have to be there, but it's there probably because, and I'm going to maybe make you mad, because of the attitude of the family members. They may that doesn't mean that they're totally that way, but probably a lot of your family members feel like they didn't get the best deal. Is that true or false?
Okay. No, that is very true. Yes, that's true.
Okay. So now we're analyzing this carefully because, the truth will set you free. As we discover on a psychic journey what's going on, we can maybe get to the point of what's triggered the wrench in the works. Now, have you ever had any problem with thyroid, throat, strep? We can go to strep throat, thyroid, vocal cord. Yes.
Yes.
Go ahead. Explain.
Strep throat, always issues with my throat, right, exactly. Tonsillitis, strep throat, sinus issues, always with the sinuses and throat issues with my sinuses, yes.
Okay. So, we're not doing a full reading for you, but we're discovering in the journey some of the obvious complications that you have, and with sheer artistry, we're trying to connect that to what your personal dilemma is in life. It takes a little bit of working out, like a psychologist trying to work out why you are the way you are due to some of the investigation of your experiences.
Yes.
Now, did you ever have a bad experience with a bicycle? Even going all the way back from childhood, any sad stories?
Yes.
Okay, keep. Go ahead. You can share more now about that.
Oh, I'm sure I've wrecked my bicycle at times. So we always rode our bicycles everywhere, and I'm sure there's been times as well as my siblings have had bicycle accidents. Yes.
Okay. And here's another crazy question. This one might make you laugh. Maybe you'll say no, it doesn't work for me. But did you ever have an aunt, however you pronounce it, that was obese but funny and jolly?
Yes.
Okay. And another side question, did you ever, this is common, but don't worry, I don't, names can be common, even psychics can use common names, but a Sarah or a Susan, something like that?
As a relative?
I don't care.
Anyone.
You go anywhere you want right now.
Oh, I knew someone years ago, yes, but she went by, yes, that was her middle name, and that's what she went by.
Okay, so that would be a yes.
And
she went by Sue or Susan.
Yeah.
But it was her middle name.
And what was her connection to you?
She was someone whom I was seeing, his mother.
The mother of a boyfriend.
Yes.
Oh, were you ever engaged in life? Any engagements?
Yes, more than once.
Uh-huh.
But never married, or were you married?
Never married, no.
Yeah. Well, Joanna, there's two levels. The way that Kristen and I work, let's pause for a minute. There's two levels of helping people on the radio, more or less helping them in a really concentrated reading. And that is when we as psychics, meaning Kristen and I, when we as psychics discover things, we're unraveling the karma, which means that we're unraveling the kite string. We're every time we get a validation, we untie another knot. Now, maybe that's going to help and free you up as you move forward and try to see if you can get this lawsuit going back. Your problem is that you're trying to find an independent route to happiness. And then from there, consider other people in your life.
Right, because you're moving out, Joanna, right? you're moving out of this living situation to another town, and you don't have work lined up right now, correct?
You're correct. Yes, I don't.
And you don't have a place to go. So you're kind of, do you have savings, any small amount of savings that is going to help sustain you?
Yes, I do. That's right. That's part of what I received. Yes. So I have some for a little bit, and hoping that I would, you know, find something before that ran out. In other words, this is just not a place that I can stay anymore. It's just not.
Okay. And what, now that you're unable to work because of the disability you have, which is another, I think, something she could perhaps collect on because she was injured on the job. I mean, even though she was an independent contractor,
she can't work.
She says her arm wasn't healed correctly, which you still need a surgery, obviously, perhaps.
I did, yes. I should, right. The orthopedic doctor that I went to said that I should have had surgery immediately, right? So it did, it healed how it healed. In other words, it's all, it is how it is, in other words.
Joanna, why haven't you contacted an attorney in a year?
I did. When I left that position and I was at another position that was working with me, they were willing to work with me while I was still one-armed. It was another live-in position. That individual kept telling me, oh, you know, I have personal attorneys, I have personal physicians, you know, we're going to take care of you, don't worry. Well, those things never materialized as well, and I searched as well, and I did reach out to attorneys and contacted them via their web pages, and that gentleman told me, you have, you know, up to 2 years, the gentleman whom I was hoping to take care of, he's like, you have up to 2 years, you know, to file these lawsuits, but, you know, I was going by what he said because he was claiming we'll use this personal attorney of mine and, you know, that one, and we'll go to my physicians and I'll help you with whatever you need, if you need surgery, if you need this, if you need that. Well, that didn't, you know, turn out. And I found out after being there, this is a pattern of his. He does this with, you know, everyone, and then he just, like, gets rid of people on a whim, and then he has them there for a few weeks, and then he gets rid of them. And
okay.
I didn't know that. And,
when did you give up your pursuit?
So I kept on until they at least agreed to pay part of the medical bills, which
okay,
is capped off.
I can put it together from there. Okay, don't worry. You settled there. You got a few thousand out of maybe 25,000.
She needs to find out if she's waived her right to seek further damages.
I doubt it.
Really? So
I
she needs
it.
To
right.
get. She's still within a time frame. Well, she was injured in August, so she's got a. She's about a year.
You have impending problems. I doubt it. I doubt if you signed anything, and it won't matter anyways with a good personal injury attorney. Go find one.
There's plenty of people that will do consultations for free, first of all, and you've got to find the best person, you know, out of that, you know, pool of people that you've contacted.
That's where we have to stop the ball, because that becomes legal advice. We can't give legal advice. We can only tell you psychically what we feel you need to do based on some of the questions we asked you and the validations we received.
Then
overall, you're going to be okay.
She needs another job, which I don't know what she, what are you trying to, I mean, what kind of work are you going to pursue?
I've applied for anything that I could do virtually or through the computer prior to me working in living care. I used to run companies and corporations and businesses and marketing and things like that. So that's that. I'm applying for that, those types of work, social media marketing, you know, and anything that I could do through the computer, in other words, because I have a lot of other medical conditions besides what happened that I can't physically do, though, you know, like that anymore. I can't physically work a 40 like hour work week anymore.
What medical conditions can we ask? I don't want to be too nosy, but
I have muscle and nerve diseases. I have a heart condition. I have all types of back and neck and knee and ankle and arm.
Okay, we got it. Your body's a mess.
Yes.
On the computer journey, why haven't you succeeded? You're at home. what have you been doing for a year? Why haven't you succeeded in forming a...
She worked, I think. Did you work beyond...
I was physically working. I was physically working until almost December on that other position, and that's when I came here with my relative. So I've been here since that time. I was working for some companies online, which it turned out they were not so
Okay, you got some lousy stuff going on. Okay, here's what we're saying today. Yeah. Look for a personal injury attorney until you find one. And don't look for one or two until you find one that will take your case on. And if you have to go for some consultations and free, and just go get an attorney. That's one. Two, from the readings, this brief reading that we did, get back on the computer and start to do your search where you can be employed via the computer.
Yeah.
Right now, I mean, you can move if you have the means to move and you have a certain supply reserve of money that might last you a month or two.
Yes.
Go ahead and move if you're not happy. If you can stand it, stay there for another month until you're situated, because you've got a lot to do. You got to get an attorney. You can be anywhere on your computer, but you've got to establish some business via the computer. So if you can stand being around your relatives for another month, it might help you, unless you're, Annie Oakley and you just want to get on the horse and ride to another destination and use your reserve to sustain yourself until you get on your feet again, so to speak. I would think stay where you're at for another month if you can handle it. Save that.
Yes. I'm sorry, Neil. I didn't mean to speak over you. Yes.
No. I stopped, so I want to hear what you had to say.
That's exactly what I did. I gave my relative a 3-week notice. I said, I found a place to go to in 3 weeks, and if I can find anything sooner, I will let you know. And I basically have stopped so far everything, what they've been doing on a daily basis. So now they're, basically leaving me alone, in other words. So
okay,
that's what I did. I did tell them.
Maybe they feel a little guilty. I don't know. Who knows what they feel? But there's a complication there. They're probably worried a little bit about a few things here and there. But it doesn't matter. Your journey is to get out of there and to get out of there with as less problems as possible. So get an attorney, search on the computer again for work, the kind of work you're directed towards. Maybe our readings have helped you a little bit to get through that process it was about to help people.
We have ongoing relationships with many of the people that call. So usually it's a continuing story.
Yeah.
Yes, I will definitely know. I will definitely let you both know. Thank you so much. You have given me so much time that I did not expect, and thank you, and bless you both. And I will let you know an update. I will. I definitely will. Yes, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, take care.
Thank you. You too.
And join
thank
us
you.
On Facebook.
Yes, I will.
Do. Our Facebook accounts, Joanna, are linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile. So,
follow us.
Please do, because it helps. We often tell people, and we do, we work on people's energy, and when we have a picture of them, it makes it a little bit more,
We go through that stuff nightly, so do it. Get up and do it.
562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation, too. Okay, so
meeting.
We have about 20 minutes here.
Meeting, in this world, you might think it sounds crazy. But in the astral world, it's not crazy at all to meet yourself in the astral world. I mean, there's plenty of movies on the fantasy level. But when we take our conception of the astral realm into a proper of dialogue, if you will, it is not fantastic to meet your alter self in the astral realm, because that's an energy form of who you once were. in the body, you're carrying that energy in your soul and your body. You're carrying that identity. But in the astral realm, it's teaching them what they look like then, their teenager like then. You get the idea. We have identities with them as to who we're in the body. And it's been a movie past and they meet themselves as children and all this kind of mess. But in the astral realm, you can actually meet energy in astral form.
Yeah.
Takes on a body looking thing.
Client was recently talking about this.
Yeah. The face to face thing where you actually meet it. Now it's pretty exciting because that individual and yourself there's a codependent, cohabitational, co-energy level, because whatever that human being did then resulted in you as the new person having to come back and
to
deal
the planet.
With things. The advantage of the astral realm is that everything, there's no secrets. Everything's revealed. You know exactly what you did, when you did it, what you need to do while you're down here on the planet. The problem with getting out of the astral realm and getting back into physical consciousness is you forget these things. You don't. Our brains aren't developed enough for us to retain this information and have it readily available.
I think
unless you're gifted or something.
Right. And so being able to interpret what is actually a past life that you're looking at versus a psychological dream or other a dream. Maybe when you're encountering someone in the astral field that is not yourself, and then also trying to separate novelty from reality of what your past life is. People get caught up in the novelty of what he or she was in a past life. You know, people may have been famous in a past life, for instance, and you know, that's really not the important part of what you're supposed to take from that past life. Because even if you were an illustrious character in a past life, you're back on the planet. So you have to figure out why you're back.
You know,
you were back because you're famous. I mean, you didn't transcend then in that previous lifetime. So
there's
big deal.
Not that it's an excellent movie or a masterpiece, but there's a really fine motion picture called Defending Your Life that Albert Brooks did, a comedian. And that movie, I've seen that movie about five or six times, and I laughed really hard.
Did I see that movie?
You haven't seen it all the way through. Albert Brooks and Meryl Streep is in it.
No, I haven't.
And the guy that is Sissy Spacek's husband, I forget his name, he's very funny too. And so they go in one part of the movie, they go into the past regression room, and they see on like a big television screen who they once were. And here's this guy chomping on a cigar. It looks like Archie Bunker. And he looks on the screen at what he once was, and he was a little girl playing with dolls. Mm. And he's going, what the hell is this? and Albert Brooks was an African native running from a lion because he was such a coward. And he's trying, and Albert Brooks in the movie is trying to be a hero and thereby, by doing that, prove to the council in the astral realm that he doesn't need to go back to the earth. It's a great movie. I don't know what Albert Brooks tapped into, but whatever that comic did, he tapped into something very real, in my estimation, because there is a tribunal upon our death where we go into the astral realm and we're evaluated. Rip Torn is the guy that represented Albert Brooks, and he's very good and excellent. And it's a movie that I would suggest to all of our callers to watch and enjoy and appreciate for the partial essence of its truth. When you go into a past life, in many ways, that movie illustrates somewhat like what it is like. But there's, you know, in reality, it's more mystical. You're there in the astral realm. You may have some spirit guides around you, and you're actually encountering every energy you've ever been And every act you've ever done, every hair on your head is the biblical phrase, according to God. But when we are involved in our own evaluation as to where we're our destiny, our predestiny, our post-destiny, all the things that we've ever done, it's all there in the nucleus of the astral realm. And it's individualized in such a way that you can, your soul, because you're at that point, you're a soul spirit, but that soul is still in the middle of either transcending entirely the spirit, where the soul will be dissolved, or the soul returns back to the earth into a body to yet continue the journey, which is what we're all doing until we're out of this place. Not to de-appreciate the beauty of the world, but to also acknowledge the circumference of the universe, if you want to define it that way.
Right.
And say that there is even more.
More out there beyond the planet. It's true.
I think the beauty of the planet is something that is a hint of the astral realm. And you know, on a natural level, natural energies on the earth, animals, the trees, nature, they're all so there's such perfection there and such beauty and majesty that it's just a touch, a fingerprint of the universe in terms of the scope of the astral realm. So that's why, of course, why we appreciate nature so much and everything in it. But in the astral realm, yes. Now, the thing about it, you don't have to go to the astral realm to experience this. You can do it in the comfort of your own home, in your own home theater, by the way of the third eye, or by the way of a really good qualified
psychic
expert psychic,
yeah,
who helps you journey there, and not with a bunch of nonsense
because
telling
people,
you are Prince Valiant.
Right. People are, well, and you don't want to succumb to your own self-delusion, you
no.
know. So it's important to be very objective if you're going to try to journey there yourself. And obviously, some of us come into the body more connected to the third eye. I mean, we all have it. But our connection to it is going to depend, you know.
I kid you not. In my early years, I used to run around doing readings, travel here, travel there, travel here. In one day, I was doing about 12 readings a day. In one day, I did 3 readings with 3 different women, and they all said they were Joan of Arc.
You're kidding me.
No, all 3 of them. I went into research expecting to see that Joan of Arc had multiple personalities to explain why this was going on. But it was such nonsense to me, realistically. People think,
so.
I mean, we're not saying that one who believes they were somebody, Mark Twain thought he was a reincarnation of somebody, General Patton.
Well, even your grandfather thought he was a reincarnation of somebody.
Yeah, he thought he was a reincarnation of several people.
But of course, you know, he had a more actualized third eye than most people that are making these kind of outlandish claims. So he may have been a little bit more accurate in his perception of who he was in past lives. But
I went to a psychic when I was a little kid, and the psychic told me I was the reincarnation of Howdy Doody. That was the last time I went.
Wait, Howdy Doody was still, wasn't he still on TV when you were a little kid?
Multiple parallel universe. You can meet yourself even in a lifetime. And, you know, I went home that day and I saw a string on my finger. It really freaked me out. But, you can be famous.
Well,
you
yeah. Famous. I mean, yeah.
You know, I'm sure. But,
yes.
But you know, in the common lot, in the field where there's a common lot of nonsense, a lot of people believe they were somebody. And it's not necessarily true. It's fun to play with. And some people will think the whole idea is schmucky, but at least taking a piece of the pie and saying what is the reality of a past life, and who were we? Even some of these little children who believe they were pilots and they died in France all this stuff is there. Are they just freaky brain children, or did they actually have a past life?
Well, I mean, on those, we've talked about this on the radio before. I think there was a series on television,
yeah,
where these children were featured, and there were actually the details that they were able to express matched details of someone's past life.
Who was that psychic with the glasses that older man, Chip somebody?
But that was a different show. There was a show on, I don't know.
The ghost spirits and recognizing that kids see ghosts.
Anyway.
So we're not saying that, you know, if somebody's out there saying, you know, I was Joe Louis.
I was Joe Louis.
No one can tell me I wasn't. Well, fine. We're not here to disprove anything.
I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Were any of those three women Joan of Arc in the past life? You said three in one day.
No. One was I married Joan. No, there was nobody Joan Bennett. There was no Joan of Arc. I didn't get anything like that. So in the attitude of that, no. Have I met human beings that were famous in a past life? Yes, I have. I really have. I remember one incident where I did a reading for this woman, and I said, your child was a famous French general. And I even mentioned Napoleon. And she stopped short in that reading and invited me to come out to her home. I went to her home, and she said, this was 2 hours ago. You did a reading. I had you come right out. I want you to go into that bedroom. And in that bedroom, I encountered a child about 6 years old who had spread out on his entire floor battalions of the French army. It was so detailed and so regimented, and he was standing like Colossus over it and conducting battles. And he spoke in French. Even I, as a psychic, had to stop and think, I need a shrink. Something's crazy here. It was so accurate. But in the reading, I said, you know, your child, I'm really getting Napoleon around your child. I think it's a past life. And that was when she stopped me, had me come out. And I'm talking about probably 400 little metal toys of French soldiers that he had. From an aerial view, it looks like an entire battle scene with regiments and sections and cannons. I couldn't believe it. And he was standing there looking at it. When I walked in, he just kind of looked at me with this blank stare. He didn't know I was coming. And I walked out of the room, and I was speechless because I was even amazed. So, yes, you can have those things. But generally speaking, some of it's nonsense. But that's not a point of our discussion. What's the point of our discussion? You can travel to the astral realm in a dream. You're going to go there once you expire in this lifetime. And you can go there while you're consciously sitting in your chair and have past life experiences through guided imagery or even through your own visualizations where you encounter the past life. But the most amazing thing is the sheer, and I'm going to use this word, physicality of the astral realm, because it's not really physical, but the fact that you can see a past life of yourself. What do you call those things when they project
virtual
hologram,
reality?
Hologram.
Yeah.
You virtually see yourself. It's amazing. I've seen myself. I'm not going to say what some of my past lives were. I'm too embarrassed.
No, but, that's not true.
But aside from that, it is an amazing journey. And some of us care to take it. Some of us don't. But that's what our kind of brief discussion is. I don't know how much time
we have. We have a few minutes.
Well, there's one way. I mean, some of us get to go there through a dream.
Yeah, and someone was recently talking about some transgressions that were committed in past lives. And actually, this person is more probably connected to his or her third eye than some people are, than the average person. There's more third eye acuity. And in the reading, the person was expressing that crimes were seen and that actually fit in with the person's birthday code in terms of why he or she, I'm not going to name their gender, I'm not going to identify the person, was back on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if you're remembering, but.
Well, no, I do recall. And, you know,
so, I mean, that, you know, that is going to be more valuable than whether or not a person was, you know, Joan of Arc in a past life. If you're able to see what occurred in that past life and understand why you're back on the planet and correct, you know, those past lives.
You know, sometimes it's sort of like, so sometimes in discovering a past life, it's like discovering a little bone chip of a dinosaur. That's sometimes what it's like, because I did a reading for a woman once and I said...
And she was a dinosaur.
She was a dinosaur. I said, you were in the gallows of a ship and you were whipped mercilessly by the shipmaster, and your back was so scarred by the whippings that you actually died while you were rowing in this boat, like Ben-Hur rowing in the boat. And she asked me to repeat that again. I did. And she said, okay, I'm going to tell you something. Since birth, I have had these lashes, scars on my back that cannot be explained medically. I've had them all from birth up to the point that I am. She was around 40. This is the only explanation I've ever been given, aside from, you know, some medical far-reaching conclusions that even the doctors couldn't really stick to, that makes sense. We carry our fossils within us. We carry our barnacles. We carry our past lives. Whether it's in the identity of our personality or whether it manifests in forms on our body. I was talking about another woman, I think it was about the nostril or something, and I said she had a pierced, she was a native, and the knot and the thing in her nose was ripped out during a war battle with another tribe, and so that should give her sinus problems, and she was saying, I have severe sinus problems in this lifetime, and my nostrils and all this, she was talking. And then she said that somebody gave her something, and the statue was really weird, and it was chipped on the nostril. Well, we can say it's, oh, come on, that's such fiction. But you know what? It, fine. If that's your choice of definition, fine. But in the vocabulary of psychic phenomena, we don't ascribe to those kinds of coincidences and fallacies of thought. We actually deliver and connect to things that are very real about how we carry our past lives with us, more or less finally leaving the body and encountering who we've been in other lifetimes.
Yeah. Well, Neil, this could another topic that we could continue for days and days and days. So I don't know what we'll do on our next show, which is on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Perhaps we can continue then, or perhaps we'll talk about something new. I'm not sure, but we are back on the air at that time. We hope you join us, callers. Thanks for listening today. Bye-bye.